greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to any who are in distress or adversity of any sort. We have given this series of short talks the title of Comfort One Another, and in our first meditation together, we took our scripture reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verses 3 to 7, which commences with a reference to God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. What lovely phrases, the God of all comfort and the Father of mercies. I'm sure we would all agree that the Lord is merciful and kind, but I wonder if you have ever noticed how many times in the Bible His kindness is referred to as loving kindness, and His mercies as tender mercies. After all, God is love and goodness itself, so it goes without saying that His care of His children will be characterized by love and tenderness. Now this is not just sloppy sentimentality. We know well that the Lord isn't like that. We know from His word that He is just and righteous and unchanging. He is the rock, and He is even described as a man of war. There is a war on between good and evil, between God and Satan, and there's no sentiment in that. This is the firm, solid, loving kindness and tender mercy on which we can confidently count, and which must be present in almighty power, if that power is not to become tyranny. David, to whom trouble was no stranger, knew this, and at least five times in Psalms of which he was the writer, he refers to this comforting fact. It can be said that the loving kindness of the Lord is mentioned at least 30 times in the Old Testament, and His merciful kindness twice. As for His tender mercies and the multitude of His mercies, there are at least a score of references, as well as a number which refer to Him as gracious and merciful. But statistics are cold comfort, so let us read from the five Psalms in which David made known his confidence in the loving kindness and tender mercy of the Lord. If you have a Bible handy, will you turn with me to Psalm 25, verses 4 to 7. Psalm 25, verse 4. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. And when you turn over a few pages to Psalm 40. Psalm 40 and verses 9 to 13. Psalm 40, verse 9. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about, Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. When challenged by the prophet Nathan concerning his sins, in deep distress and repentance, David uses these words in seeking forgiveness. And we turn now to Psalm 51, verses 1 to 3. Psalm 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. In another time of trouble, he still pays tribute to the loving kindness of the Lord. Psalm 69, verses 13 to 17. Psalm 69, verse 13. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy hear me, in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Finally, in thanksgiving, he uses the same expressions. And this time we turn to Psalm 103, verses 1 to 6. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Now if David, in his long and hectic life, with all its ups and downs, wars and rumors of wars, could so constantly affirm the loving kindness and tender mercy of his God, surely we, with the added knowledge of our Savior's intercession on our behalf, can do no less.